I'll now hand over to Alison to introduce the third set of news stories.
We'll now go outdoors to learn about snowdrops and a million trees and for an update on sports stories. Norwich City's big win against Swansea, Alfie Hewitt's amazing wheelchair tennis victories in both the singles and the doubles in Melbourne, and the opening of a new cricket centre. Phil will lead the way.
A Norfolk estate has been named among the best places to spot snowdrops this winter. The National Trust has listed the top five places to wander among the dainty white blooms in the east of England. The Oxburgh estate near Thetford has made the cut, with gardener-led snowdrop tours proving popular at the venue. Thousands of snowdrops and winter aconites are expected to be on display this year in the Wilderness, My Lady's Wood and on the North Terrace.
A scheme to get a million trees planted in Norfolk has reached its halfway point after council leaders scaled back their timescale to hit the target. Norfolk County Council had pledged in 2019 to get a million trees planted by the end of this year. But last year, after admitting they were not going to hit the target, council leaders ditched the 2025 timescale in favour of a sustainable pace to plant an average of 150,000 trees a year until the million milestone is reached. The council hit the 500,000 tally when a tree was planted in the garden of Priscilla Bacon Lodge, the hospice which provides end-of-life care at its new home close to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
Josh Sargent scored twice in his first start since October as Norwich City hammered Swansea 5-1 at Carrow Road. Sargent scored on the stroke of half-time to give Norwich the lead. He was back in the team after groin surgery. Swansea equalised on 62 minutes, but Sargent scored his second 30 seconds later. Further goals from Lewis Dobbin, Ante Cranach and Emiliano Marcandes completed the rout. The win put Norwich in 11th place in the Championship's table.
Alfie Hewitt completed the men's singles and doubles title double at a Grand Slam tournament for the seventh time in his illustrious career when the 27-year-old beat world number one Takito Oda of Japan 6-4, 6-4 to claim his second Australian Open men's wheelchair title in 3 years and his 10th Grand Slam singles title. Second seed Hewitt allowed Oda just two breakpoint opportunities as he wrapped up victory on Melbourne Park's Kia Arena in an hour and 36 minutes, with his fourth breakpoint conversion, having created 15 opportunities of his own on the Japanese player's serve. Having won a sixth successive Australian Open doubles title on Friday with Gordon Reid, and now the owner of 32 Grand Slam titles in total, a delighted Hewitt said, "It's a really good start to the year. My coach, Craig Allen, has labelled this as bigger than Wimbledon, and in some ways I agree."
An indoor cricket facility that's been visited by an international player is open to the public. Ben France has opened Norwich Cricket Centre at Manor Farm in Arminghall Lane. The 42-year-old, who lives in Cringleford, has been running private sessions since October and has since seen Norwich-born England international Ollie Stone visit for bowling drills. Ben, who represented England over 40s in South Africa last year, said, "I've invested about £20,000 into the facility, which will allow the people to hire out lanes to practice in, take part in one-to-one coaching sessions or tailored programmes. I want to be able to cater to everybody. It's a one-of-a-kind resource for the cricket community. The facility will be open all year round, every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Alison Applin and Phil Harrison. Jane Pratt and Tim Peters are now ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features.